Hello everyone, this is Master Dan. So we're gonna talk about COPD for today. So if you look at the screen, we have two types of COPD. The first one is your chronic bronchitis and the second one is your emphysema. Don't forget, pag sinabi yung chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, these are already irreversible, and this is one of the top leading cause of death sa Pilipinas. And the good thing about here is isa din siya sa mga top topic sa board exam. So let's talk about chronic bronchitis first, okay? Focus tayo sa chronic bronchitis, ayan na. Sa chronic bronchitis, guys, there are two main causes. Una, smoking followed by air pollution. Smoking and air pollution. These two will lead to what? Irritation. These two will lead to the irritation of the airway. Pero, meron pala tayong protective mechanism sa airway, which we call the goblet cells. So, once there are irritants pumasok sa airway, ma-activate ang ating goblet cells. Ang trabaho ni goblet cells, it's a try niya ilabas ang ating irritants by producing mucus. So, because there is smoking, there is air pollution, these two are irritants. So, ano mangyari? Mag-react si goblet cells. Mag-produce ng napakaraming mucus ang ating goblet cells. Ayan. Nagproduce siya ng napakaraming mucus. So what will happen? This mucus will lead to what? Narrowing of the airway. Magna-narrow yung airway nila. Ayan na. Nag-narrow na yung airway. Dahil nag-narrow na yung airway, guys, mag-i-inflame yung ating bronchus. Ayan na. Nag-inflame na yung bronchus. Because nag-inflame na ang bronchus, we call that bronchitis. Pero, hindi pa natin siyang tatawaging chronic bronchitis. Bakit? May hinahabol siya na requirement bago siyang tawaging chronic bronchitis. Ano yung requirement para matawag siyang chronic bronchitis? Ang requirement pala, guys, kailangan muna may cough at least 3 months in 2 consecutive years. Kailangan yung patient magka-cough mo siya straight 3 months in 2 consecutive years. Once it happens, pwede na siya ma-diagnose with chronic bronchitis. Ayan na po. So, nakuha na natin paano siya naging chronic bronchitis. Pero, ang chronic bronchitis kasi, tinatawag natin silang blue bloaters. Bakit kaya tatawagin silang blue bloaters, guys? Question. May 3 seconds to answer kayo. Bakit sila tinatawag blue bloaters? Anong main problem sa chronic bronchitis? A. Decreased oxygen. B. Trapping of carbon dioxide. So you have 3 seconds to answer. A. Decreased oxygen. B. Trapping of carbon dioxide. Your 3 seconds starts now. 3, 2, 1. The answer is decreased oxygenation. That is why nagsasayanosis sila. And we call that blue bloaters. Kaya tinatawag silang blue bloaters. O, recap. Si chronic bronchitis pala, guys, the main two causes ay smoking and air pollution. These two are irritants. It causes irritation of the airway. Dahil irritated ng airway, the goblet cells will increase the production of mucus. Dahil dumami na yung mucus sa airway natin, nag-narrow yung mga airway natin, thus leading to inflammation. And we call that bronchitis. Pero, para matawag siya chronic bronchitis, kailangan niya ng cough at least 3 months in 2 consecutive years para tawagin natin siyang chronic bronchitis. But the problem here is oxygen. That is why tinatawag siya blue bloaters. Here comes another one. Emphysema. The problem with the emphysema, yung alveolar wall natin nasira. Nasira daw ang alveolar wall. But before we talk about that, let's talk about respiration. When we say respiration, there's a gas exchange ng oxygen and carbon dioxide. There are two types. The external and the internal respiration. Ang external respiration nangyayari sa lungs. Which part of the lungs? The alveoli. The internal respiration nangyayari sa blood. Which part? Sa capillaries. Look at this. If this is your alveoli, the alveoli expands and the alveoli retract. Again, very important to sa emphysema. Ang alveoli pala nagre-relax, nag-expand para makapasok ang oxygen. O, tingnan nyo. Pag nag-expand ang alveoli, papasok ang oxygen. But the alveoli needs to retract para makalabas ang carbon dioxide. So, is there gas exchange na nangyari sa alveoli? Yes, and we call that external respiration. Here comes emphysema. The problem with emphysema, ito, ang wall ng alveoli nasira. Ayan, nasira ang wall ng alveoli. Anong mga causes bakit nasira ang wall ng alveoli? Number one, this can be caused again by smoking. Kaya sa mga smokers yan, magdadalawang isip na kayo, ipagpatutuloy niyo pa yan. Second, pollution. Third, mga chemicals or the toxic substance that can destroy the wall of the alveoli. What's damaged? Tingnan nyo to. This is alveoli. What's damaged? The alveoli wall will overdistend. Lalaki sila. Nag-overstretch. Think of rubber band. Na-overstretch ang rubber band. Dahil na-overstretch ang rubber band, mawawala ang elasticity. So, ibig sabihin, hindi na siya basta-basta nakaka-retract. Kita nyo? Kasi nawala na yung elasticity niya. Once nawala na ang elasticity, o hindi na siya mag-retract, unable to retract. Mahihirapan na siya mag-retract. Dahil hindi na siya makaretract, hindi na siya makakapalabas ng carbon dioxide. Hindi na lalabas ang carbon dioxide. So, what will happen? There will be trapping of carbon dioxide. Matatrap ang carbon dioxide. That is why, nasa COPD guys, respiratory acidosis. Si emphysema prone talaga siya sa respiratory acidosis. Bakit? Dahil natrap ang carbon dioxide. So, pag natrap ang carbon dioxide, dadami sila sa blood. And we call that hypercapnia. Pag tumaas ang carbon dioxide sa blood, we call that hypercapnia. Okay, everybody, follow me. Blood, ulit, blood plus carbon dioxide. Pag na-mix ang blood sa carbon dioxide, nagko-color pink ang skin natin. So, blood plus carbon dioxide equals pink. That is why tinatawag silang pink puffers. That is why tinatawag silang pink puffers. Kasi sobra na ang carbon dioxide. So, look at the picture here. Ito ang ating alveoli. Tingnan nyo ang liliit. This is the normal. Pero tingnan nyo ang second picture. Ito yung emphysema. Lumaki na yung alveoli. That is over-distension of the alveoli. Dahil na over-distend na siya, hirap na siya mag-retract kasi nawala na ang elasticity. That is why natatrap ang carbon dioxide. Ayan na po. So nakuha na natin ang difference between chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Let's go with the cardinal sign. Pag tinanong cardinal sign ng COPD, just remember triad. Tatlo talaga yan, triad. Lahat yan tataas. First, sa triad, there is increased dyspnea. Lumalala yung dyspnea niya. Second, increased sputum production. Ang dami ng pinupudus ng sputum. Third, increase sputum purulence. Ibig sabihin, ang dami ng pus sa sputum. Again, there are three. Tatlo ha. Una, increase dyspnea, increase sputum production, and increase sputum purulence. Grabe na ang pus. Pero may mga additional signs COPD, such as barrel chest. Lumalaki yung chest nila. Second, clubbing of the fingers. Dito, fingers lumalaki. Pag ganun mo, nagtatouch na sila. Third, pursed lip breathing. Nagpa-pursed lip breathing sila para ilabas nila ang carbon dioxide kasi ang dami ng carbon dioxide sa kanilang katawan. Fourth, meron ng wheezing because nag-narrow na yung airway. And the last one, the patient will have weight loss. Ayan! So, hope you learn tonight about COPD. Again, the chronic bronchitis and the emphysema. Thank you so much for watching. This is Master Dan. I hope you learned a lot. If you like the video, please subscribe or please follow and then repost the video. Thank you so much and God bless everyone. Shout out pala sa mga estudyante ko sa MCNP, Cluster 1, Cluster 2, and Cluster 3. So dito at the end of the video, makikita niyo mga videos nila sa ating mga MCNP, Mighty Eagles. Thank you so much. See you soon. Bye everyone. Sa mga nakinig kay Master Dan, see you in the next video. Bye everyone.